for, the podcast where I, Amy Brown, ask interesting people what they're nerdy for. I have a very interesting person sitting next to me right now. I have my friend Gabby Watts. She is a stand-up comedian. She's a podcaster. Her podcast is called American Filth. It's fabulous. She is a musician, and she has some TikToks that have gone well, and then they mm-hmm. you were telling me they went not well.
Oh, yeah. Well, they went viral. They have HPV now. So that's what it is.
Did you get the hack vaccine?
Joke. Did we get the hack joke?
I think it's going well.
And then in the clip, you can do the zoom and the zoom out, you know.
Hey.
He produces podcasts, you can tell.
Can we do waka waka with the sound with the zoom coming in and out? Waka waka.
Waka waka. Sorry.
I like a good slide whistle with the.
Yeah. Then you got to do the badunk hiss. Yeah, that's most of American Filth. It's kind of like American history, filthy American history, but then I have like a Looney Tunes-esque soundtrack.
It's so funny. I fudging love it because it's got a little bit of history and the way you present it is hilarious. Your delivery is hilarious. And then are you doing all the editing with all of the sound effects and everything?
Indeed.
You're brilliant.
Thank you. I'm very talented. Pay me money.
Right now, what's your Venmo? Just tell everybody.
It's at Gabby-Watts, but then they're going to spell Gabby wrong. So we'll put it in post.
Did I spell it wrong?
Yeah, that's incorrect. But it's
how
okay.
do you spell Gabby?
G-A-B-B-I-E. That's the most interesting thing about me. Nerdy for how to spell my name.
Amen. Gabby Watts, what are you nerdy for?
Oh, well, okay. Here's... Before we started rolling, we were talking about mental illness. So I do sometimes feel like my depression makes me unable to be nerdy for things because I don't mm-hmm. follow through over long periods of time. But currently, I guess I do know a lot about men's wieners throughout history. So that's something I know about from the podcast.
Dish. This is fascinating.
Well, let me tell you. Okay, this is a hot take that maybe I shouldn't keep saying to people. But I, from doing a history, doing a podcast about American history, I do feel like... Trump isn't that bad.
Right? I know. Because if you know history and like the country has tried to rip itself apart, the politicians were lying and boning everybody. And
yeah, just lots of dicks were getting whipped out. And I feel like maybe in the past, though, they weren't grabbing people by the pussy as much just because like there's a lot like petticoats and stuff. But they were trying to get there.
Maybe that's why we wore so much fabric back in the old fashioned times.
Exactly. That's the problem with pants, not the fabric. but yeah, so I feel like because I started the show because there's this one founding father named Governor Morris who I am obsessed with. I'm not obsessed with anything because, again, depression.
You get tired. Does your depression make you lay down in bed for a long time?
Yeah, but I have a lot of anxiety, too. So then I'm, like, shaking, too, you know? It's a cool combo. But Governor Morris, he was one of the founding fathers. He liked to whip his dick out in public places a lot, and he would have a lot of, like, public sex. Like, he, in France, he was over there for a while, and he would just, like, be, there's, like, he was, like, seeing this one woman, and then her niece was, like, playing the harpsichord in the room over, and they're in the foyer, and they're about to have a party, and all these guests were supposed to be, like, walking in, but he was like, "No, what, we should bone right now." And they did. But the thing is...
Getting ready for the party.
Yeah, and he kept this diary where he would just, like, talk about all of his, like, public sex, but then he would have all these euphemisms, like, "We're celebrating," and stuff like that.
Maybe he wanted the foyer to smell like pheromones or 1700s puss.
Yeah, I mean,
you're giving this guy too much credit. I think he was just a little pervert.
I think he's a pervert, but I do also think it did smell very bad in France at the time, and probably puss probably was the best smelling thing, just because they had so many dead bodies, like they had too many of them, and they were just putting them real shallow in the ground.
They didn't have sewage,
because
you
know they're French. They don't have. I mean, they don't want to like work and like dig a deep hole.
A deep hole. There's Paris sewer system is kind of famous. It has like these big. Large boulder things that roll through to clean out the have you heard about this?
No, it doesn't seem very efficient.
Nerd. They're like old, and I had a friend who went on a tour of them and said they were amazingly engineered, but I don't know when they were installed. So
They have what do you mean boulders? What the fuck
like a big sphere.
Oh yeah.
And it would roll through the sewer was sphere shaped and it would to push the poo poo down and
out.
Just
smash it.
Yeah, I feel like I should just smash it and compact
and
shit.
A pestle and mortar. What's that called?
A pestle and
metal. A metal toaster.
Like a pestle and
You make guacamole. Pesto.
Yeah.
First you get cumin.
It's good we have a man here to tell
I
us.
I just felt like I was having a stroke and I had to say the real words.
What was it again?
I forgot it. Mortar and pestilence. God damn it. Now I'm going to look this up, make sure.
A mortar.
No, let's not fact check it. No, we're good. We all know. I think words, they're just approximate things. As long as we approximately know what we're talking about. You know, words are famously not important.
They change all the time.
But, well, I mean, I believe that about, I mean, that does remind me, though, of just apparently another fun episode I'm doing with American Filth is in New York City and in a lot of cities, too, at the turn of the 20th century. There was just a lot of, you know, horse manure everywhere. Yes. Just because, you know, before we had cars, there was just, we had the little horsies and then mm-hmm. you had all the people and all the industry yeah. and then you had too many horsies and then they would also just leave them to die in the streets.
Oh, God. I my heart goes out to animals. Yeah, they would still eat them and stuff, but like definitely they were not taken care of. Like,
yeah.
You just eat your friends in old fashioned times. I think about that all the time.
But yeah, it was average. It was like 2.5 years would be the lifespan of a horse, which usually horses, they live a lot longer than that.
35, 30.
But the street was just like caked with manure. And then when it would rain, it would all get pushed down. And there were some places where it'd be like 6 feet of manure just on the side. So
instead of snowbanks of manure, it was snowbanks of manure.
Exactly.
They have it like Central Park. They have like bags that collect the duty from the back of the horses. So everyone in New York doesn't have to smell it. But if you're in the carriage, you get to. But yeah, they didn't have bags. It's just manure on the ground. And then they probably didn't have diapers. Like, there probably was just everything was poop outside.
Yeah. I mean, they would throw like their piss and their shit too out in the roads.
Out the chamber pot, out the window.
So good times, the past.
Good times.
Then they just roll a boulder through.
That's the thing. They didn't have boulders just going through New York City.
And clean out all the duty.
But then I guess they made the subway and that carries all this trash through the city. Got him. Brah.
Brah, brah, brah. You did a story about this woman who was, people were saying she was pregnant. She wasn't pregnant. And then there was a baby.
Have you heard of this? Pregnancy and not pregnancy and then babies is crazy. Oh, this is actually... Yes, this is the story. This was actually about Governor Morris's wife.
Ooh.
But they didn't marry until after this incident. But yeah, apparently she was in Virginia society. And she's
the Randolphs in Virginia?
Yes, the Randolphs. Yes. Okay. Which is like their relations are like Thomas Jefferson. Have you heard of him?
I have. Mm-hmm. Mm. I've been to all of his houses.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Monticello. There's another one in Lynchburg that's smaller. It was his getaway home.
Yeah, it's good to have multiple houses.
Montpelier,
that's what I'm always saying.
That's the George Washington house.
I haven't done an episode about Thomas Jefferson because it's hard because it's a comedic podcast, but he was so fucked. He did a lot of fucked up shit, so it's kind of hard to be like, ha 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 ha, rape. You know, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But so this was Governor Morris's wife in the future, but she was, because it seems like the Virginia Society at the end of the 18th century, they're kind of like how millennials are, because I feel like everyone had the same complaints, because I feel like just generations above you are just going to complain. They're like, oh, these entitled people, you know, you guys never had to work out on the field. It's like, you guys didn't either, but they're just like, they're so entitled, they have all this wealth, da 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 da. So it's kind of funny to see that parallel. So she was kind of in that generation. And then her older sister got married to one of their cousins. Classy.
Keep the money in the family.
Exactly.
All of the genetic problems.
Exactly. Yeah. And so then one time they're at this other plantation with some relatives. And then there was a rumor that then this woman, Nancy, banged her brother-in-law, and then she was pregnant, and then when she was trying to have the baby, actually then the dude took the baby and just threw it out on some shingles outside. Because I thought what was funny about that was that marrying your cousin, that's not incest, but at this time fucking your brother-in-law, that's incest.
That's right.
Even though that's not even by I mean, they were still cousins, but
I think that maybe the original law writers didn't know what incest meant.
Yeah, I don't even know if they had official laws back then. It was more just like society. You're not supposed to do this.
Or was it sodomy? Did they call it sodomy or incest?
Well, sodomy, that was also like sodomy and bestiality were considered the same thing. Buggering.
Buggering. And okay, what kind of place is this if they have a pile of shingles and is it, it sounds like it's a mobile home. Like a pile of shingles in the back.
You know, I don't even know what mobile home is finally.
Thank you.
Well, see, it was one of the smaller plantations, you know. Small ones. It was probably just the size of your house, but
I know. I can barely get anything done in here.
Mm-hmm. Because it was unfinished wood. I think that was one of the things about this one plantation. So that's maybe why they had the shingles.
New money. Yeah.
Well, it's still the Randolphs because they're all cousins and they're all fucking.
Yeah.
Allegedly. Anyway, so yeah. But then that was a big scandal, but mostly is because then the dude who she fucked, who was her sister's husband, he then mysteriously died.
Oh.
And so they're like, oh, and you also murdered him.
Oh, did they say she was a witch after that?
Well.
This is last or after witch
That was
times.
Like after. Yeah. We killed them all by then.
The 1600s was hard to be a woman.
Yeah, but they obviously didn't do a good job because there's so many witches now who need to be killed.
Uh-oh. Gabby's coming for you.
Luckily now it's great to be a woman, I'm sure. As a man, I know this.
Yeah,
we solved all the problems for you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think being a woman has always been really easy. That's what they always say about it.
That's why true crime is such a hit right now. It's, you know, women just love getting murdered.
Yeah. It's just like one of our hobbies, you know? It's our extracurricular activities.
You put it in your vision board.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Today I'm going to get murdered.
I'm going to go on a Hinge date. 7 years later, that man's going to kill me.
Yeah.
He's the one.
Well, yeah. Unfortunately, it is usually your boyfriend. Mm. Our husband.
Yeah.
Okay. So
anyway.
I love this. I love the dynamic of Amy's bubbliness and then Gabby's depression.
I know. That's why I love hanging out with Gabby.
Is my face getting redder?
Oh, no. I think it looks okay.
Really? Yeah, it feels red.
Does it?
Cuz now I've just been turning red a lot. That's like my new thing.
Oh, it's very British to do that. Dude.
What?
Very. Well, they are very I feel like, okay, never mind. I was going to do a take.
It.
Let's not do it.
Let's take down the British.
That. Well, no, it was just going to.
Diana got red.
Well, I'm just like her. That's what they're always saying. You're just like Princess Diana.
Yeah.
I don't know. What was the hubbub about her? Was she just like vaguely attractive?
I think she was she was tall and thin and blonde.
What's the deal with Princess Diana?
And she wasn't a boiled potato. And they're like, finally, a British person who's very attractive. And then she all wore all the fashion, and she was able, like, going and hugging people with AIDS and stuff. And
wow.
And she made the royal family too approachable, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And then,
I think she was bipolar, though.
Yeah, and then the queen paid paparazzi to run her off the road and kill her.
Is that what the conspiracy says?
That's what the conspiracy is.
Right? But everyone's drunk in France who's driving. It's wild. Did you read the book, the Spare?
No.
I listened to it. Harry reads it himself. He can read.
Harry himself.
I can't.
Well, that's just someone feeding into an earpiece for what he should
maybe
say.
When I read my book, maybe I can have that happen.
Yeah.
And it was interesting, and he had, like, he's been in wars and flown helicopters and been chased by paparazzi, and his mom died when he was 10, and he had to walk behind her at the funeral. Like, he's been through some stuff. Now, that being said, it seems pretty wild what they're doing with Meghan. Do you have a hot take on this?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I don't really care. Is that a hot take?
I know. Why do we care? I just think do you ever, like, because you have a history degree.
Huh? Allegedly, yes.
Sorry. Didn't want to spill the beans. Do you have to memorize all of the, kings of places when you're doing your history degree? Is it American history or European
all
history?
All the kings of America. Burger King. Jeffrey Epstein.
Seinfeld.
I feel like the founding fathers, I want to be like an anti-Ben Shapiro and just like, because I feel like that kind of history, like the conservative history, they always look at the founding fathers. They're like, oh my God, they're so hot. They're so amazing.
They do get a circle jerk about it.
Yeah, but
and
I do feel
like flawed.
they're very flawed. And I also, I mean, sure, they did some cool stuff, but it was just because they knew how to read, you know? And like,
it was the most secular time in history, too. They were found, like, they were basing things on principles that weren't about the Bible for a change. And then after that, they had the great, crazy, more religious times of the 1800s. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that was just like a moment of like, what if we didn't ask Jesus how to run ourselves?
Yeah. So, but I do feel like though they were flawed, and I do feel like if they were here today, they would have gone to Epstein's Island. I do feel like that.
For sure.
You know, they would be there for sure. I think absolutely.
They all had their own islands. They were called plantations.
Yeah.
Yeah, they for sure would have gone to Epstein's Island.
Yeah, they're not good boys.
And they for sure would have killed him in prison, just like all the rich people did now. They would have done the same thing.
There was a book about... George Washington's runaway slave. Did you read that?
No. Stop exposing me as a fraud. Have you read this? I'm like, I've never read before, actually.
She's only read about his penis.
Yeah, I've only read about the penis side of history. I mean, I do feel like I have sort of, sometimes I'm like, wow, everyone was flawed, everything's bad, da, da, da. But then I was also like, well, I am looking at a very certain type of history as of late, so.
I like it when people work together to help. I love, like, the...
I don't. You mean wars?
No, like Anne Frank in the attic, the people getting the blacks out of the railroad. What's that called?
Oh my God!
The Underground Railroad.
The Underground.
Anne
the
Frank in the attic and they're getting the blacks out of the railroad. You know what I'm talking about?
Or you could play the Holocaust and slavery and
there was the lady that wouldn't get off the bus.
I like a sit-in.
She was like a woman in a bathtub. Tubman. Yeah. That's who she.
Martin Luther King nailed a thing to a door. Or then his son.
Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin
Luther King Jr.
Okay. Do you want to retake
Lutheranism? Yeah. Okay.
You've been in Buckhead too long.
I like it when people like do a sit-in and then like it just slowly, hopefully, we're...
I like things that take 60 to 80 years to see incremental change.
I love a sit-in. Okay. It's giving sit-in. I love it.
Oh my God. Oh wait. So
in 70 to 90 years, your son might not get accosted on the street.
So you like activism and movements and seeing progress and stuff.
And the people who are disenfranchised getting equal rights and whatnot.
I do love that. That's good.
I had a friend who was in the Capitol building when they voted for gay marriage to become legal.
God, I thought you were about to say January
6th. Biggest mistake.
I thought you were about to say January 6th. You're like, I have a friend. He was just happened to be at the Capitol on January 6th.
Hanging
he
out.
He had a great time.
Brought a grill. Was going to be
he was like, I thought
tailgating.
We were just hanging. Yeah. I thought this was a party.
Yeah. But she was there when they announced it, and she was like inside the building, and then she had her camera, her phone. She was videoing, and then she ran outside as the crowd was hearing it. And so you see everyone here and go, ah! I watched it 7 times and cried. I was crying all day. It just looks like, it's happening.
And you haven't even gotten gay married yet, Amy.
I know. I have it on my list of things to do. Wait, can I marry a gay man? Because that's what I'm attracted to. Love is love.
Love is love. Let me marry a gay man.
Yes. Like in fashion times.
If you think about it, being gay is the straightest thing you can be.
Yeah.
I'm not going to explain it further. Just think about it. I mean, gay people can be straight.
We can be whatever. You can be whatever you want to be. No one's telling you your business anymore. You're going to have to, like, if you want to make your parents upset, do something else.
There's a lot
else.
Of people telling people their business.
I know the government.
You're just
is.
Rich.
You're right. No, I have liberal parents. So no one was
telling
me.
And you're rich.
Liberals can be rich, too. You heard it here first.
Yeah, breaking news.
I can't say anything about it because my mom lives down the street from here. So, you know.
Yeah.
Look who has it is in my zip code.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't grow up in the zip code. I did another one that was sort of equal value, but, you know.
Okay. Oh, it's the runaway slave. We're circling back.
I forgot about the runaway
the
slave.
The runaway slave is
so
circling
she
back.
Was
they always get caught.
They loved. I guess
Jesus Christ.
The family valued her. I don't know if love is the right term.
Well, yeah,
she
they valued his property. Yes,
value them. I'm on her side. And she
it's bold.
She like so they would take their slaves to Washington D.C. I think it was Pennsylvania. It was wherever the government was happening.
Washington D.C., Pennsylvania.
Because you know what I mean. Because they didn't have Washington D.C. set
they
up
had
quite
New
yet.
York City.
New York City. And so if you had your slaves there for too long, they became free. So they would rotate their slaves so that they were never in the North long enough to be freed. And when she was in New York, she. Or Philadelphia, I can't remember. She ran away,
mm-hmm.
and she lived in poverty the rest of her life. And she was like, they found her when she was older. The Washingtons like put ads out; they wanted her back. Blah blah blah. She was able to escape and have a husband and a child. And she was like, worth it to not be in slavery. Yeah,
yeah.
And you don't get a lot of
being poor is better than being a slave. You heard it here first, folks.
Yeah. And in New England, that's cold, cold and poor. Ooh.
Well, I also like with Washington because I feel like people will slightly admire him because they're like, oh, after he died, he freed all his slaves. I'm like, well, why didn't he free them when he was alive? Because that's also what happened in the lady who did the incest. That's also happened with like her, the brother-in-law that she fucked. He was like, I'm going to free my slaves after I'm dead. Yeah. Because then it's done because then it's like then your wife and your family members who depend on you, then they have to figure this shit out because then they're like, oh, now we're just really poor. What do we do now? Because so I'm like, bruh, just... Be a man and free your slaves, you know, when you're alive.
Jefferson left his family when he died, left his family impoverished. He spent, my mom has a theory he was gay. that's a different story.
Gay men, they be spending.
Well, he was like decorating, rebuilding, architecture. He kept buying wine and drinking all the wine. And then it was spent, like he spent all his family's money and some, died, terrible debt. Mm. Monticello gets sold or banned. Like it starts to go into ruin. The Levi family comes and saves it. A Jewish family in the 1800s.
Oh, I thought you meant of like pants.
I don't know if it was the same one. Maybe. I don't know. And they save it.
The Levi's. I don't know.
The Levi family. What a great, like an American story.
The pants?
The Jewish people came and saved it.
Oh, that is good.
Yeah. And there's, to this day, if you go and visit, have you been to Monticello?
No.
Let's go together. Girls trip.
Girls trip to Monticello.
Yeah, there's a lot of, because I think he had a religious freedom and it's part of his things, scripture. That's not what you write about when you're in the government.
His pamphlet.
His pamphlets. Hot pamphlets coming out. So it's really interesting to go visit the visitor center. It's a lot of Jewish names. I've paid a lot of money to be like, we are American too. Holla, holla.
Mm.
Yeah.
Cut.
Welcome to Virginia. And they've recognized all the black people that Thomas Jefferson had sex with.
Well, maybe also the conservative lawmakers, they can maybe go into all these places because you know how they're taking all the books out of schools. They can go and start crossing people's names off of lists too. You know, maybe they'll start doing that.
Oh my God.
The future is nigh and it's bad.
I don't even know how to do education. Do you? Have you done research?
We clearly don't know how to do it. So
I write. It's a lot happening and people are really upset about it on the internet.
Yeah, probably in person too. I think it's just dumb because it was like there's one. I just remember there's like one book in Texas that they were trying to ban that was just like about a girl's quinceañera, just being like, "I'm gonna go have my party," and then they're like, "Nope, this is propaganda."
No, quinceañeras in the United States, lo siento, quinceañeras are the best.
But yeah, that seems to be the cool thing about history too is they really do just like erase things, and I do think the fun thing about my back to my podcast about history. I think it's fun. I get some like complaints or people are like, this is disgusting. Why would you ever talk about this stuff? But I'm like, but this is what happened. It's like, I'm not making up anything. This is just the stuff
that was happening. Yeah.
They were doing it to themselves. Okay.
The slander that they did to each other too in the press and everything. That's very similar to what's happening now. No one knows what the truth is anymore.
Well, history is approximate because we're all just like guessing what was happening. And then also there's like multiple narratives that then coexist and coincide. And then, you know, it's really just it's really all interpretive. There is truth, I suppose, but it's all just da da da.
What's a good point? There is really, yeah. I mean, there's math, like, and science. That's true.
You're looking at, like, first, you'll look at, like, primary sources, or you're like, deducing things from, like, people's diaries and stuff. That was another funny thing. Someone got mad at me. It was like, that was pretty invasive for you to look at Governor Morris's diary. I'm like, do you know how history is made?
So, yeah, have you read diaries when you're doing these things? You're doing your show?
Yeah, sometimes you'll read, but they... It's a lot of the old ones that are old enough. I really appreciate the work of historians. A lot of their work is just sort of like looking at really bad handwriting and trying to figure out what they're saying. Because people are always like, oh, cursive is great. No, it's not. You can't tell what they're trying to say. It's too so flowy.
It's so hard to read.
Mm. That's right. You've heard it here. You heard it here, folks.
Which president has the weirdest dick?
Let's see. Weirdest dick.
What about Taft? He's the one who got stuck in the bathtub, right?
Yeah.
He got stuck because of his dick?
No. I think it's folklore.
He's just a big boy in the
tub. He had to get a special tub made for the White House because he was a big boy.
Mm-hmm. You know, he's probably like 120
pounds. I'm
going to
say Teddy Roosevelt because he spent a lot of time in the saddle when he went out west, and it was cold there in the Dakotas.
Yeah, he was outdoors a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, then his dick would just go inside him. It's protecting itself. It wouldn't be that, you know.
Maybe.
But I mean, I feel like horses, they do crush your balls. And if you're them too much, you get little pancake balls.
What about Abraham Lincoln? He was so tall and lanky. That's got to make for a weird weenie.
Well, apparently those things don't actually have anything to do with your wiener. Isn't that terrible? That
you I haven't seen enough tall, lanky people naked, I guess.
Okay. We will be soliciting photos for the podcast.
Send in your tall, lanky dick pics.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, a lot of them, apparently, I mean, LBJ is very famous for like whipping his dick out all the time.
Oh, really?
And he called his dick Jumbo.
Oh, my God.
But apparently it was actually, like, kind of big, which is disappointing.
Oh.
But, yeah, he was always whipping his dick out. He was always, you know, sexually harassing people. He had one of his secretaries. He was like, hey, if you mother my child, I will get you an apartment. What a weird thing. But also, I was thinking about that, and it was in New York, and I was like, well, maybe at this point, because of housing, that might be a good deal.
Apartment.
Yeah.
To have just one baby. And then you get a free apartment.
Was that just open to anybody or just one in particular? Was he like, if anyone has my child?
He probably made an announcement in the office. Was it a memo that went out to everybody?
Well, it was just this one lady, but he might have said it to other people before. I mean, that's very also, like, I feel like, Darwinian of him to be like, oh, I must spread my seed and I'll get women apartments if they bear my children.
Yeah. Is that a feeling people have to spread their seed? Joel, the representative of all men,
I want to get snipped. So no,
you don't have
It'd be
that.
Terrible. We're talking about mental illness. I don't want to have a kid that have to deal with this shit.
Yeah.
And then what if I do a bad job? I hate my fucking parents, and my life isn't wasn't great for a lot of it because of that. I don't want to make a baby just so I can feel like I'm going to live past when the lights go off.
Yeah. Mm. Also, I do feel like. I have such a bad attitude. I know my baby would have a bad attitude. So even if I did a good job being a parent, it would be a bad baby. Because
it skips a generation. You're gonna have like it's gonna be like the cast of Wicked, and you're gonna have that girl with all the pink and stuff.
Delinda.
Yes.
Well, I would also be mad if it like obviously the kid's more successful than me.
You'll be like, I'm so proud of them.
Well, yeah. Also, I just really don't think life is worth living. So yeah, I'd have no interest in having children. But you know, besides those things,
sure,
kids.
Sign me up. You know, and the really fun part about having kids is your hormones go crazy. So that would be something to look forward to as well.
Oh, good. I love instability.
I had depression before I had the baby, and there's not a name for that. it's only postpartum depression.
You don't get prepartum. We all have prepartum depression.
I did it wrong. I guess I'm dyslexic with when I'm supposed to be depressed. Okay, I wrote down here cameo because I wanted to say this joke in old-fashioned times, maybe instead of a dick pic. Old men would have a cameo etched of their wiener and then give it to their best gal. Is that true? Did that ever happen?
Well, there was that one lady who's a lady painter.
A lady painter?
Who I think it was like maybe in the 1880s or something. I forget what her name is. But there was a meme going around for a while. It's like, oh, she sent the first nude because she painted her own titties and then she sent them to this guy.
Oh.
She's like, here's my titties.
But so, I mean, apartment.
Yeah, but I mean, people have been sculpting their dicks forever. And I mean, it's interesting when you go further back to like the marble dudes, you know, like Michelangelo.
Yeah.
He was making tiny wieners.
Right.
I was like, yeah, you could make it bigger. It's not, you don't have to do a 100. Maybe dicks are just growing since then.
Well, it's a self-selecting group. Like whoever has more babies has that kind of genetics passed on. So I don't know. Maybe, do you think dicks are changing over time?
Dicks are changing.
Like the Galapagos birds and their beaks.
Yes, exactly like that. though also, I guess art's fucked up because, sorry. No, that was.
Sorry. Okay. I'm back. I'm listening.
But I think dicks and art, apparently it does mean something, because I went to when the High Museum of Art had the Rodin Museum or the pieces. Mm-hmm. I was making fun of all their lack of dicks, and then people yelled at me on the internet for body shaming people, and I was like, oh, fine, whatever. But then my sister was telling me, because she majored in art history, very, you know, almost as functional as majoring in history in college, and she was talking about how like, in some periods of art, they wouldn't like show the dicks as much because they're like, the intellect is more important than the wiener.
Oh.
Which I think that means those artists just have little
small wieners. Yeah.
But like, they're just like, no, the brain is more important, so we're not going to represent the dick.
Yeah, that sounds like they were editing reality to suit their perspective.
Yeah. I feel like they should have just made real, real long ones like hoses.
Just a tripod.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like a walking stick.
I'm gonna redo all Rodin's works
with like appropriately sized hogs.
No, just really intensely, just like long ones.
Are they gonna be limp or hard?
Limp.
Is it gonna be in a hot room or cold room? Are they gonna be like limp and loose or limp and tight?
Can you guys limp and tight at the same time, Joel?
I don't think they're limp and tight at the same time. If it is, I think it's a problem.
Like,
I've never personally had it limp and tight at the same time, so I'm just basing off of my experiences, and I haven't heard a lot of men also talk about limp and tight at the same time. What do we mean by tight?
Like,
what do we mean
by close tight? To the body, cold. And like, if it's hot, it's kind of trying to escape the heat pockets.
I wouldn't
pockets.
Say that I consider that tight necessarily, because I mean, like, when it goes in, it doesn't make it like, I don't know.
I haven't seen a lot of wieners.
I feel like tight isn't a good description for whenever your penis goes in because it's cold. And that's also just your body regulating temperature, so you still got your sperm's not dying. That's why it's going in and out. That's because your body has an internal thermometer.
Yeah, it's like the mercury rising.
Yeah,
and
it's gotta be like, ooh, if we don't get these balls, then all these sperm are gonna die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta
keep
that sperm.
And then hop in the hot tub and hope for the best.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta keep your balls on ice so the sperms don't get all dead.
However, I will say, I don't know for what comic, but I do think Limp and Tight is a good comedy album name.
Limp and tight.
I like it.
Well, we can go around to all the male comedians and be like, we thought this title would be for you.
just wait till one goes, actually, I do. Actually,
I think it would hurt their feelings.
Oh, fuck male comics.
I do.
That's why you're depressed.
That's why you're depressed.
Yeah.
Aww.
Well, I think it's doing the history podcast. It's also, you know, cool just being like, oh, I accidentally made a podcast that's mostly about white men and their wieners.
Mm-hmm.
And the filthy side of history.
And they're like, oh, you like terrible wieners. Well, come check out my bed that's on the floor with no bed frame.
Yeah.
Ooh, did you watch the TV show Harlots?
No.
It took place in the 1700s in London. And at the beginning credits, it says like, I think it's 70% of women in that time period in London were making their living through sex.
Nice.
That was like their only choice for making money. And so they followed to whorehouses and all the characters and what people do when they have a baby and all this wild stuff.
Throw it in the River Thames.
They give it to the sister, and the sister pretends it was her baby because everyone's wearing enough
it's
clothes.
It's my baby, this one.
Give it some porridge.
Well, that's the thing. I guess throughout history, there's been a lot of sex workers, and it's also like, you know, it is a temporary industry at some point. Like during the Civil War, a lot of women had to turn to prostitution because it's like, I can't get enough money, and my guy or my daddy's out at war, so I don't have any money. So then it's just, I feel like it's been a part-time gig for a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, part-time gig. That'd be interesting, I think, to learn about is like women's, not necessarily white men, dudes, and power, but how women have been able to use sex to survive. And maybe even some of them have fun. I don't know. Gabby, do you have fun?
What a crazy world you're living now that some women can have sex for fun, Amy.
For funsies.
A true fantasy world, indeed.
Nothing is more fun than syphilis and gonorrhea.
Syphilis,
let me
gonorrhea,
tell
you. Gonna have a baby, 1 in 10 gonorrhea chance of dying, 1 in 4 during the colonial period.
But then they learned how to wash their hands, so then fewer women died in childbirth.
Yeah, but that was like 1910.
Yeah. It took a while washing your hands.
Mr. Listerine was talking about it.
Yeah, he was into it. And then a lot of Americans were like, no, we like being nasty. I don't want to wash my hands. Are you saying there's a little bug that could get me?
Yeah.
Gay. That's what they said. Direct quote from history.
I lived in Colorado and I would tour history stuff out there. And a lot of it was, and this was the brothel, and the madam was so-and-so. And they always had, like, paint these colorful pictures of the brothel madam. And did you watch Little Whorehouse in Texas with Dolly Parton?
No. I've not seen anything.
That's Fun and Singing?
No, I do love Fun and Singing, but I've only seen a few Fun and Singing things.
Okay.
But I, like, really liked them.
So the Dolly Parton is the main character in a little whorehouse in Texas. And
it's a good title.
Yeah, it's great. It's a little bitty pissant country place. Nothing. Okay, I won't sing it the whole thing. But she...
Go, sing it all.
Go sing, put the costume on.
Yeah. It's right behind me. I got to blow up my titties. Her character...
Is that a setting you can get? Like rich lady titties is you can pump
like
it up?
Pump it, yeah.
And then pump
like
them down?
Air Jordans. Is that with a Reeboks? Do you remember those shoes that
pumped
up?
Yeah.
That'd be great. I have chicken cutlets. I wore them last night in my Halloween costume.
Wait.
Fake titties. You put like a little chicken. I'll show you after.
I thought you were saying that's how you got your tit job is they did the chicken tit. But that's not a real thing. But science is on another one. You know, I don't know what's going on.
Gabby's put on a little adventure in her head.
Oh my gosh.
Like, that's why we're breeding so many chickens.
Ooh, yeah. Thomas Jefferson's daughter had breast cancer surgery before they had like things to make surgery not
Patsy.
Awful. Yeah, did you
that
read
one?
About that?
Oh, yeah. And they just sliced your titties
off. They
just
sliced your
titty
off while you're awake.
Yeah.
Yeah, and she still
died.
They
did a lot of shit when you were awake back then.
Anywho, how? But Dolly Parton's character is a pillar of the community. She is donating money to all of the children organizations. Everyone likes her. And it's, I think you're a business leader in a small town out west. Out west, they had women voting before it was legal for the whole country. Like before some of these quote unquote like province or whatever. Not a province, before it's a state. I don't know what it's called.
A colony
in the 1800s, incorporation or something. Women were allowed to vote because they were running so many of the businesses in the small towns.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there was a lot of them that were sexual. There's power.
Sure. Yeah, prostitution is like one of the oldest jobs.
It's one of the only jobs too.
Yeah,
a lot of fucking.
Mm-hmm.
People love fucking.
Well, some do.
Fair enough.
Next episode of Couples Counseling.
Some of us just need to get a good night's sleep because we travel a lot.
Well, scheduling sex is the new big thing. You know, you put it in the calendar.
Are the young people doing this? Because that's what our marriage counselor told us to do like 20 years ago. Are you guys doing this, the young people?
Well, I haven't gotten to that point yet. But
okay. Joel, are you scheduling the SEX with your loved one?
Not like regularly, but sometimes if we're really busy, we like set date nights, and then, you know, the intention is we're gonna bang afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's not like, okay.
But you're not calling it fuck night.
Yeah. Yeah. But like if we're just like both really slammed with stuff, we're like, oh, and then like let's each take Saturday off and we can go have a date night. But what that the plan is, you know, to do banging.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have it in like the calendar. Like I don't have like a weekly like.
Well, that was okay because I was at one point. I think polyamory is, I think it's correct. I think it's the right. It makes sense intellectually. It makes sense to me, but I also don't want to do it. So, but of course, I've read The Ethical Slut, which is like the polyamory book or whatever. But then I really started dozing off when they started like saying, oh, and here's all the calendar apps you should download so you can schedule all of your polyamory and all of your little sex stuff. And I was like, I guess there is something when you bring a calendar into a relationship where you're like, it doesn't feel as romantic, but also it is realistic to be like, you got to schedule it.
So if you're trying to keep all those people happy.
Yeah.
It just sounds like having a big family. Like it's too much.
What if it was polyamory, but all on your schedule?
Like, when I feel like it. Oh, like a queen.
Yeah, you just get to call and you're like, clear your schedule.
Send Jordan over.
Well, sometimes when I do describe like what I would want out of a partner, sometimes I realize I'm describing a personal assistant.
You know? Yes, you got to be careful what you ask of your partner. And that's literally what the first 3 years of marriage are, is realizing the limitations of your partner. And be like, oh, yeah, you're just a person, too, and appreciating what they are good at and then meeting your own goddamn needs.
Which is making you come and making sure your schedule's on and then picking up your laundry.
Yeah. We need to go back to – it just was a simpler, better time, it seemed, when we were all just marrying our cousins. Like, let's get back to it. Keep it in the family, you know? It doesn't have to
Holidays are easier. You don't have to worry about whose family you're going to go see. Yeah. It's the one family.
It's mom. That's who we're going to go see.
Oh, we're talking like real. That's some real incest right there.
That's real, not even hardcore.
Yeah, not even going to see aunts and the uncles.
We're going to backwoods.
Yeah.
Oh, that was a fun episode, is when the backwoods, sort of in the revolutionary period, a lot of people would just fight and they would like gouge each other's eyes out. That was like the point of the fight. And if you could get the most eyes, whoo, you're a bad bitch.
Oh my gosh, have a bucket of eyes.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, like in that Game of Thrones episode where Pedro Pascal, before he was Pedro Pascal, but just he was just like the guy who was in Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
He gets his eyes crushed. That's what they were doing.
Spoilers.
You're doing that to Shakespeare. Out
vile
jelly.
Yeah, don't. You guys, if you haven't seen Game of Thrones at this point, then it's kind of
past
here. Don't waste your time.
But also, I mean, just watch season one through like four.
Oh, the last one so bad.
Don't. Yeah,
the last two suck.
There is no longer character driven.
Daenerys goes crazy.
Speaking of incest, a lot of incest in Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I think it was based on the British royalty.
Yeah, a lot of, and they do like real incest too. That is, there's some brother and
twincest.
Sister fucking.
The Hawaiian.
Twincest, that is the most sacred incest, right?
The Hawaiians.
I mean, who wouldn't fuck themselves though?
Me.
Just to see what it's like.
Wait, so you tell me, what about clone?
It's sleepy.
What about clone? You meet a clone of yourself. Are you fighting or fucking it?
Oh, those are the choices? Yeah, can't we just go watch a musical together?
Fight or fuck.
I'll buy the popcorn, you buy the vodka.
It's fight or fuck.
Do I get to kill the clone after I'm done with it?
You mean after you're done fucking it?
How about you fuck it to death?
That's what I'm saying. No, you got it. You meet your clone and
you finger bang
fuck.
It into its next lifetime.
Can we do both? I think it would be good to do all sorts of activities with it. But I do know if it was me, then we'd both just get too weird and insecure before the fucking would happen. And then we'd be like, actually, maybe this is bad, even though we both want to do it. But we just both would feel like we would get in trouble for it. So we wouldn't. I mean, I think it'd be good because maybe it'd help my insecurity, because then sometimes, you know, in a sexual situation, I'll still be thinking about my body. I'll be like, oh, no, it's ugly, even though I'm like, this person's literally fucking me right now. I don't think it matters. I think it's okay. You know, but maybe if you fucked yourself, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I like how that wobble wobble goes, you know? You'd, like, appreciate yourself more.
Yeah. Do you appreciate wobbles? Because then you would appreciate your own wobbles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
I would for sure fuck my clone.
Yeah. Okay, good.
That's some
without,
good confidence.
And I'm glad you're saying it without an explanation. That's good. Just
Because me and my clone would just be like, ah, well, we know where this is going. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I think my clone and I were just like, is it cocktail time? Yeah. Why don't we go to a nice restaurant?
You okay. and your clone would get drunk and have sex.
Have sex too? You think so?
I think y'all would get drunk and then eventually fuck.
I would hope so. Oh. I mean, that's
okay. Well, you know what? When I meet my clone, because it's inevitable, is what I'm hearing right now.
I'm glad we're saying
I'm not saying it's inevitable. This is just a good little party
They're
question.
They're cloning dogs and horses. So
is it? Women are next. We got dogs and horses already.
Women are next. Right? Was that one, that TV show with the red capes, that a sister wife?
Handmaid's Tale? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Sister wives.
Are they having trouble breeding, and so those women
the
have to do...
The blacks in the attic.
No, the Jews go in the attic, and the blacks go underground in the
no,
railroad.
No, don't say this.
She's doing it wrong, and she's a history major.
I like how
Joel has said it so much now.
I'm keeping it. I'm just trying.
African Americans, but I'm told we're not supposed to say it like that anymore.
I mean, if they're Africans that live in America, you can say African American.
But they don't like that.
But
they
yeah.
The collective has spoken.
I mean, black people don't like that. But if you African American is a thing, and that is Africans that now live in America. But black people aren't like, you know, they want their own identity as black Americans, and they are just mm-hmm. black.
Yeah, a lot of times black people don't come from Africa.
Yeah,
right.
Or they can't figure out where they came from because of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Anyway,
how come all of our podcasts lead to slavery? It's always
well, because we're Americans.
Because of the legacy, you know?
Yeah.
And that is, and we're in Buckhead.
Yeah. I mean, this is very like, also you have the fucking revolutionary dress just like hanging
I do.
Up
I
right
have
there.
A Marie Antoinette dress hanging behind the camera yeah. right now because I have to get it hemmed because it doesn't fit right. It is a Halloween. All right. There was a question I had probably three slurs ago.
Three slurs ago.
On a galaxy far, far away. Oh. Do you want to talk about the kids who are mean to you on TikTok? Are you nerdy for them?
Oh, very nerdy for them. I think it's very important that everyone goes through hate, right, on the internet? Because that's happened to you before, certainly.
Oh, that there's definitely, if I put anything on YouTube, a bunch of 12-year-old boys are like, is this supposed to be funny? Meh. And they do all the words that 12-year-old boys do and robots or something. And then I tell them they're
this isn't it.
My son says your Minecraft is garbage. My son says I kind of troll them back, and now I don't anymore because I don't want any of them to kill themselves because they're so fragile.
Oh, do you know that they're 12 or are they actually?
Well, I watch their Minecraft videos, and it is garbage. I know what a good Minecraft video looks like. I have two boys.
Yeah. No, I think hates. The first time I had a bunch of haters, it was because of another podcast I did called Cadaver Gals, where we would talk about all the weird ways people had died throughout history. But then the thing is that we got our contract in February of 2020, and then the pandemic happened. Ooh. And at first the show was called Dying Alone. And we were just going to talk about cases where people had died alone. Oh. But then COVID was happening. And so then we're like, that seems like a bad idea. So then we changed it to this other premise. But then starting a podcast about death during the pandemic.
A bummer on a bummer.
It was like, I was like, it was the contract. We had to do it.
I love
know?
That you have these words in your life, like contract. It sounds like you actually get paid to do stuff.
I do.
Because you're
get
a professional.
Paid, but in a
it's
way.
It's very impressive.
But they still have power over me, so I have to do all this stuff that I don't want to do still, you know?
How does
so.
That work with your personality?
Oh, I can be submissive. Okay. I mean, I'm a personality, I think is how they describe it. But, you know. I'll do it. I'm good at. I've gotten better. Just sometimes you just switch your brain off and just do the work,
thing.
And so you don't have to think about like, ah, I don't want to do this. Da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
And I do complain a lot, so
that helps vent some of the steam off the top. I would imagine.
Yeah,
do you have a buddy you can vent with at work.
Oh yeah, we're all always complaining. That's kind of what we. That's the thing.
That's the fun part. Is it have an NPR energy there? Do you want to talk about where you work?
Oh, I work at a production company called School of Humans. But before I worked at NPR, at a public radio station that is an NPR station. So it's not.
You work at NPR? I was just guessing.
Well, it was.
So I didn't even see a tote bag.
It was an affiliate station.
Well, yeah. Well, the way that public radio works is that you'll have your local radio station and they buy NPR content. So then they can play it and then they have their little things where then they can plug in the local news and all that stuff.
Yeah, Lois Reitzes.
Yes,
when you're supporting NPR, or generally you're supporting your local station so they can buy the content.
Yeah. So I worked on Lois's show.
She interviewed Bill Burr today on the radio.
Oh, cute.
Mm-hmm. He talked about his children.
Interesting. But yeah, I did that. In public radio, I don't like it anymore because I just feel like in capitalism, if you can't figure out how to make money, you're dumb. And so then they wouldn't pay us. And then they would also try to like fire pregnant women and stuff.
Oh, well, that's not good.
So, whoopsies. But that's fine. But yeah, so that vibe, I think where I work now, it's definitely, it feels better because then we're just sort of like, I guess we're doing like more like edgier content, I guess, which is fun as opposed to like, oh, look, a little cow escaped from this like German slaughterhouse and has roamed throughout the countryside and is now a free cow or whatever was one of these NPR stories. But
it's gone to 7 raves.
Yeah. It's a Berliner and just going to all the sex parties. Loves his udders being grabbed.
It's gone to the love parade.
Exactly.
You work with podcasts now and you get to do dirty material, which is fun. And you have a contract. So wait, we're talking about how the TikTokers were hating on you. So who was hating on you the first, like, because you're talking about, were they saying like, oh, you're talking about people, how they've died, they're in their most vulnerable and you're making fun of them.
Yeah, people complained about that. Oh, I guess really before that, yeah, it was because I work on true crime shows as well. And so I was doing some satire of being a true crime producer. I was like, the whole premise was, I'm a true crime producer and I'm bad at my job and here's something dumb I did. And then so a lot of people would yell at me at that because they didn't realize it was a joke. And then also, I mean, some of it was kind of real, but I think people, yeah, they got really mad at me of like being like, I can't believe you would act like that in front of somebody whose, you know, child has passed away and all of this. And I'm like, well, I wasn't actually like being like that. But it's also sometimes behind the scenes. It is funny, like the behind the scenes of true crime stuff is like you are just in a small town, just like doing weird stuff. Like we did this one show where we were in Marshall, Arkansas, which has 1,200 people there, and we were just at this Airbnb, and the people
you would go and investigate in person. You would go and investigate.
Well, I'm a producer. I'm not an actual investigator, but I'm not a good journalist because I don't like talking to people.
Okay, thank you for being on my podcast.
Yeah, no, this is fine. This is fine. I'll talk about myself, but I guess cold interviewing people is always just like very stressful, especially like around sensitive topics. But so it was just like a lot of weird stuff was happening, and it's kind of like that doesn't need to be in the story because it takes away from like what the story is. But it also, like, we were renting this Airbnb from these people who they gave us at the beach. We were there for 5 days, and they gave us a 2-gallon jug of unpasteurized milk.
Oh.
And they're just like, here's the milk. Do you want to come to church with us? And we're like, oh, we're busy. Oh, we can't go to church with you. And then like literally 2 days later, they're like, did you finish your milk? Do you need more milk? We hadn't had any of the milk. We had no intention of drinking the milk.
Unpasteurized milk. And then an ancestor died from that.
Yeah. And then I felt rude. So I dumped out all the milk to make it seem like we had drunk all the milk.
Uh-huh.
You know, just these weird things happen. That has nothing to do with the crime, but there's just that.
It's around it. Yeah. Okay. And so the people are hating on you about that. And then you were on TikTok.
Oh, yeah. And then I started making some, because the true crime videos were on TikTok. So then people yelled at me. And then, yeah, they'll be like, that's not a good look. That's not a good look. I'm like, you guys are so fucking stupid. Like, grow up. You know? It's like, I'm sorry. It's just the thing about self-aware 16-year-olds are very obnoxious, I do think. But then what was the other haters? The other haters, there's the death haters. Oh, and then I started making music, and my haters then were mostly people saying that the beats I was creating were giving them panic attacks, which I think that was kind of the point of the music, though.
Oh my goodness. That's their okay.
That's how I met Gabby. I was one of the haters, actually.
Yeah. Are you getting panic attacks?
I was like, kill yourself. Wait, do you live in Atlanta?
Yeah. And then you'll also, I mean, I think it's fun doing comedy. I mean, as a woman doing comedy, you get the classic sort of, you know, you're talking about the classic things you get if you ever post stand-up. It's like, all women ever talk about is sex, which, you know, obviously this conversation validates that 100%. Sure, whatever. Or they'll just like, you know, they'll say, this isn't it, or this is sad, or this is dead. And it's just like, bleh.
Women are never funny. Oh, it's a whole bunch of stupid stuff. Yeah. And none of it's clever.
Yeah. Because it's like, we aren't funny. So it's like, duh, that's the obvious thing.
I met Gabby because of you, Amy, because she was on that show that I filmed.
Gabby, for the world, is very funny and is feels
for a woman.
Yes, walking around with that heavy vagina is taxing, and you can't always be thinking about
jokes.
Yeah,
mine is very heavy. That's where I keep my money.
That's why our
backs
hurt.
And I only have coins.
It's just a coin slot.
Yeah.
I think that's a euphemism, isn't it? All right, Gabby.
I don't think that's what a euphemism is.
I don't think it is either, but I was going to roll with it. I was wondering, too, because your new podcast is very funny and silly, and you have all those fun sound effects. Did you add those so people know what you've just said as a joke? Because your delivery is like this wonderful deadpan delivery. It's great.
Oh, well, I hope they know it's a joke. But I think it's pairing the monotone and the dryness with something that's really stupid, I think, gives me great joy.
It gives me great joy, too.
It's also, I feel like usually when you hear shows that have obnoxious sound effects, the person who is talking is also obnoxious sounding. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so then it's already like basically like early morning like drive radio. Yeah. Like that's kind of annoying. But it's when it's just ba-ding-ch or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like
the contrast.
Fun little contrast.
The sound effects are providing all of the blah, 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 and your voice and your deadpan is great. I have a question too, because your style is specific. Have you always communicated like this? Like,
yeah, no, this isn't intentional. This is just how
it is. I feel like it is like who you are as like you came out as a child. Like, really, mom? That's fascinating. Like,
yeah. Well, I was trying to do this joke. It doesn't really have punchlines, but something that really did happen is that my mom had this diary that she would keep, and she would, like, write stuff about me in it. And then my dad wrote in it one time when I was 2. And what he said is, I think you have a disturbed soul. Time will tell.
Ooh.
So I feel like as like a 2-year-old, I was, this whole vibe had already been like cultivated of just like, I'm a mentally ill, a devil possessed, whatever.
I didn't even pull away out of that mentally ill. I feel like you see the truth and you're not being impressed by any of this BS these people in this world is telling you. And you're like, this is the truth. And you see it and you say it deadpan and it murders. It's so funny because you're seeing behind all everyone's garbage.
Yeah. It's also fun because with this show, like, you can just present, here's factual information that happened, and then just say it in a sarcastic way. Because I don't ever want to try to be, like, too preachy with it. Because it's like, obviously, I'm a very liberal feminist, la-la-da-da-da. But it's like, I don't actually have to, like, say some big speech. I can just be like, look at this dumb man and what he's doing. So it's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Some of the remedies for sexually transmitted diseases back in the day are pretty funny. Like one founding father died from trying to stick a rod up his penis.
Mm-hmm. Well, he might have just had prostate cancer too, so you know.
You gotta tickle the cancer. Okay, you gotta make it laugh. Oh, laughter is medicine. All right, we're gonna find out what kind of nerd you are. You ready for this? I think you're gonna be great. Okay. Do you have a tattoo?
Yes.
What's your tattoo?
I got a bunch of them and I hate them all, but one of them says, ah! And then on the other arm it says, ha! And then I have one that I got one during a comedy show and it's so bad.
During, like,
I was doing comedy and they were tattooing people at the same time.
Was it the guy from New Orleans?
No.
Badeau?
No, it was some, I don't know who he is. It's really bad. It's like really, it's.
Do you do jokes while they're giving you, ask you questions while you're tattooing? Because I know a guy who does that from New Orleans. It sounds like someone stole his move.
Yeah, so I guess someone stole the idea and then they did it to me. And I was trying to get, I was getting Uranus, which I was like, but it does look basically like an asshole. It looks so bad. But I was trying to get like the planet, but it just did so bad it looks like ass.
Is it near your arm? Is it near your butthole? Was that?
No.
Okay.
She doesn't really confuse people, but I think that she has two buttholes.
Exactly.
How drunk are the people you're hooking up with? Do you get excited about school supplies shopping?
Oh, I love pens. When you get a good like inky pen, mm-hmm. like that looks like a good pen.
It's a good pen. I only
that
have
looks
good
like
pens.
A good one. I might try to steal it.
I have a bunch downstairs. I'll give to you. Mm. Have you ever been to a Rush concert?
No.
Have you gotten into bird watching?
Oh, I did take an ornithology class in high school, so. Yeah, we like would catch birds and stuff.
Oh.
And then I wanted to be an ornithologist, but in college I was like, they don't have an ornithology major.
Such a big word, and I didn't know what that word was until you just
said
it.
The study of birds.
I pieced it together with context clues.
But then I did so bad in all the science classes, I was like, I can't study the birds now. I won't do them justice.
You're Darwining. As a youngin,
you have to get up early to see the birds.
Oh, yeah, there's the morning and the nighttime.
I'm awake when they're napping, I guess.
You might be reincarnated. Do you believe in reincarnation?
No.
Okay. You have old soul energy coming in hot.
It's just called depression.
No. Maybe that's what
it
is.
Well, I'm also emotionally immature, though, so it's kind of like I'm old but young, you know?
Ayo.
And I had two hip surgeries when I was a child, so, you know, I got that old body, too.
Hey.
Old soul, old body.
Do you have to get them redone because you've gotten bigger? How old
are
you?
No, they're just screwed in.
Okay. And they're working okay?
Mm.
That's going to hold you back from being an ornithologist if you can't run after the birds with your net.
Nah, they're not in shape, the ornithologist I know.
Yeah.
I had my ornithology teacher, he was amazing. He taught us about marriage. He said that, yeah, me and my wife in our house, she has half of it, I have the other half. We can't go in each other's halves of the house. Amazing.
Are they two intellectuals? That seems like two intellectuals living together.
Or scientists, don't know.
Two but scientists.
And then, he told us also he would go to barbecues and then he would try to flirt with all the other women in front of his wife and he would wear his good sandals.
Did he have really long toenails? Because I had an econ professor like that.
No, we didn't get to see his toes.
Oh,
we were children,
the
remember?
Ladies.
Yeah.
Okay. He was sharing too much at work with
the
children.
Yeah, I think he might have been. I like it when teachers are having a mental breakdown, though.
And they share with the classroom.
Like, we've heard about, like, another teacher, she would always talk about, like, her miscarriages. I was like, girl, that's too many miscarriages, I feel like.
You're getting poisoned.
But it happens a lot.
Mm. Have you ever brewed your own mead?
No.
Have you ever had a birthday party for a pet?
No, I'm too self-centered. I only have parties for myself.
Have you ever made a costume for a pet?
Oh, yeah. I got bat wings for my cat, Jimbo. I don't torture them, but I do chase them around. And then today I remembered I had that sweater that they advertise at you on Instagram where you put the cat in the pocket of the sweater.
Okay.
But my cats hate it.
Yeah. It has to be a very docile cat, I think, to want that.
Yeah, I have to get another cat. My apartment's only 700 square feet, and three cats is going to be too many.
That's a lot of cat per square foot. How many backups to your hard drive do you have?
Zero.
Do you know, I keep asking you questions, and I'm like, well, a depressed person would not do any of this.
Hey, maybe I'll surprise you.
This is true. I'm going to keep going.
Did you hear that? That was some tone. I said, surprise you.
Yes.
That was like two notes.
Are you, what generation are you? Are you Gen?
I'm a millennial.
A millennial. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever worn a costume for more than one day, like goth style? Like this is who you are now.
Oh, I tried to be goth in sixth grade because my sister was a goth. But then I wanted to get those big pants, but I didn't know that Hot Topic was where you would go. I just went to like Macy's.
Oh.
They didn't have any big pants to wear.
So you gave up.
So I just like did really thick eyeliner.
That'll do. In sixth grade? Yeah. That's a statement.
Just like on the under eye?
Yeah.
That was hot.
Do you ever do it like the eyeliner inside on where it's like the part that touches your eyeball?
Oh, yeah. On accident, usually.
people do it on purpose.
I did that in middle school.
I can't do it. Oh, my God.
Wait, let me tell you. Can I tell you about my outfit that I thought was so fucking hot
yes.
that I would wear in sixth grade?
Yes.
This is when I was trying to be a goth, but there would be Friday night skating at Glenn Memorial Church.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's a Methodist church, but then in the basketball area, you'd have Friday night skating, and it was the hottest event to go to. Oh! And basically, I would wear these terrible black capris, cargo capris.
Yeah,
and
then you gotta keep your wallet somewhere.
Yeah, and then my mom, I think for a year, had a membership to Sam's Club, so we went, and I got this cut-off black t-shirt, and I think in a men's large, and I wore that, and I thought it was so fucking sexy. Are you kidding me? I thought I looked so good, and then I put the eyeliner on, and then I had my ears double pierced already in sixth grade. Whew. And I would wear four different dangling earrings.
Oh, just four. Like a Christmas tree.
Yeah, it was just like four different colors. And I was like, this is, why doesn't Nathan Shaner want to skate with me?
That's like a punk look. That's, I mean,
it wasn't good.
It's eye-catching.
I was a big kid, and so I was at least three sizes larger than all of the boys at
the
time. Were
you tall?
I was tall. I was big too. I was a big gal.
You're a big gal.
Yeah.
And you had your peacocking with all of those earrings and it'd like get everyone's attention.
Yeah. But weirdly enough, it didn't look good.
My sex.
I just looked more like a construction worker than I did a sexy lady.
My sexiest outfit were blue MC Hammer pants with a gold buckle and a blue and white striped top that was basically, in retrospect, MC Hammer pants. So it's like rap outfits, but the way they had fashioned it, it was like a sailor outfit. So very waspy.
Mm.
If I bought it at 579 with my grandmother, and she was like, really? Okay. That's a good grandma. Okay. Have you ever said huzzah?
Yes. The time, every day.
Every day. You've been to the Ren Fair?
Yes. And now my brother-in-law is a Ren Fair performer.
Oh, wow.
In the family.
What does he do? The connections.
He does the mud show.
What's the mud show?
It's where you jump into the mud. Well, I think maybe he's retired from the mud show now, but he was a prolific mud show performer at the various Ren Fairs throughout.
Is he strong or is he good at making mud?
Well, they have the mud pit and then they do jokes and then they jump into the mud and then they throw the mud at each other.
Okay. Is it a lucrative field?
No.
Does your sister have a good job with her art degree?
Well, they have a business where they do aura photography. So they run that. And then my sister then is in school to be an occupational therapist. So now she has three careers.
Wow.
She's busy.
Is she a psychic medium?
She sees stuff.
Does she see dead people?
I think sometimes. But she sees like orbs of light and stuff.
Oh.
She sees orbs of light. That's what I should say.
And is she doing drugs or is it just on the natural?
I think on the Nashville she's seen
good
it before.
For her.
But
yeah.
She'd also be doing drugs, you know?
Have you ever held a sword?
Yeah.
Whose sword was it?
I feel like they've just been around willy-nilly. I live a life in which there are swords around. I couldn't tell you just one time I held a sword.
That's fine.
They weren't functional swords. They're more like display, decorative swords.
Decorative swords. Okay. Have you ever ridden a unicycle?
Oh, yeah, because my brother-in-law, he's got all the props. And so I wasn't good at it. And then also I went to circus camp, which
You went to circus camp?
Yeah, he used to run the circus camps. And so...
So you went to your brother-in-law's circus camp before he was dating your sister?
Well, he probably wasn't doing it then.
How old older is he than your sister? Is he a cousin?
he's 40. And my sister's 34, so not too crazy. But so he would have been like a teen when I was there. So I feel like maybe he was after his time. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But I was trying to ride the unicycle there, but then all the little boys would get to the unicycle station first before I could get there. But then I cried, and so then they let me ride a unicycle, and I wasn't good at it though. It wasn't worth the crying, you know?
Yeah.
I don't have a naturalness when it comes to unicycle.
Well, I hear it's very hard. Do you know how to do Morse code?
No.
What other camps have you been to besides circus camp?
Band camp.
Band camp.
Well, orchestra camp. I went to orchestra camp
orchestra
for 6 years.
What did you play?
Upright bass.
Oh, that's cool. You're the second person who's played that who's a lady who's been on my podcast.
Ew, who else?
Who is the other
Nick
person?
Nick Murphy.
He hasn't been on, and he's not a lady.
We played the bass together in sixth grade.
Oh, you did? Yeah. Did you guys go to the same school?
Just for a year. Shamrock Middle School. Worst school ever.
I like a Shamrock Shake. Not the same thing. Do you like Jeopardy?
No. Because I'm bad at trivia and I hate losing.
Okay, bad at trivia, hate losing.
I don't remember facts, which is good. It's like a good history podcast.
Do you like hating?
Do I like hating?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love to hate. Yeah. I love to. Oh, gossip. I live on gossip. Do you have any good gossip right now? Afterward, let's gossip for a little bit.
My brain makes myself forget it the moment I hear it because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Well, because it's like I heard one time I was gossiping to somebody who had told me the gossip, but I forgot that they had told me the gossip. And then they knew that I was spreading the gossip because I said the gossip.
You stepped right in.
And who it was, I can't remember at this point, but I remember the feeling of that happening.
Yeah, I got caught. Uh-oh.
When you're shit-talking people, what things they said about themselves to them.
Ooh. Have you ever written fan fiction?
No.
Have you ever said that's not canon?
No.
Have you ever been to like...
Oh, yeah, I actually probably have.
What was it about?
Unfortunately, it's probably about like the Marvel Universe or something.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Are you into all that? Okay.
I'm mostly into abs. They got a good... But then they only do brief showing of the abs. Except for Ragnarok. Then you get to see abs for a long time.
So it's in your spank bank, these...
Yeah, because, I was bisexual, but then during the pandemic, I started watching all the Marvel movies, and I saw the abs. I was like, maybe I'm straight now. It was conversion therapy to get, it's very effective.
Watch Marvel. There you go, religious right.
Just use Marvel.
Just use Marvel videos. Have you ever cosplayed?
No, not really.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
Okay. Are you watching all the new things that are out now?
Not really.
It's a lot to keep
it
up with.
It is a lot.
Yeah. Have you ever held a tropical bird? You're a cat lady.
Well, I don't think so with the tropical bird. I don't think I have.
Okay. Do you have strong feelings about AI taking over?
Do it.
Do you know all the words to a musical?
No.
Okay. Have you ever been scuba diving?
No. Just snorkeling.
Just snorkeling. Have you ever tried to get a pilot's license?
No.
Ever been stuffed in a locker?
No, it's too big. I couldn't fit in there.
Oh, that's right. You're a big girl. Have you ever been to a con, like a Comic-Con, Dragon Con?
No, but the brief time that I worked at King of Pops, I did have to sell popsicles at Dragon Con. Mm-hmm. So that's the closest I've ever been.
Do you think if you didn't have a job, you would leave your house?
Well, my job keeps me at home, so.
Oh, you work at from home when you're mm-hmm. doing all of your producing?
Mm-hmm.
My brain is exploding. I imagined you in a soundproof room yelling at people for reading their podcast wrong.
No, I sit in my closet.
Okay.
And then the laundry goes, and then they do the lawn work, and I just yell, fuck, because then you got to wait for other people to be done.
When you're recording things.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make a quiet space.
No, it's just me alone with my computer. It's very fulfilling.
And if you're in the closet, you're not getting any sunshine.
Exactly. That's why I'm straight again.
That's why you're straight again. If you have more sunshine, it makes you gay. Because sunshine is...
Oh, that's right, because I don't go in the sun either.
Mm.
I got a vitamin D's nuts deficiency.
Oh. Have you ever framed a puzzle?
No.
Do you have any allergies?
Well, yeah, because sometimes I turn red randomly. I think, but the times I've been turning red recently, it's probably an anxiety thing. But I started turning red when I was going to this stand-up and improv open mic. So, and I was like, I'm not usually around improv. So I think I might be allergic to improv.
That makes sense.
But the thing is, and I'm not a hater on improv. I did it one time and I was like, wow, this is really fun. This is cool.
It's your live.
I mean, it's
on
not
site,
cool, but I mean, stand up's not cool either. No, comedy's not cool at all.
You have to say the same words every time, like a dork. Yeah, it's pretty dorky.
It's like, you want to hear me, you little memorized speech?
Hear my memorized speech of these. I yesed on the way here last week. This happened.
I was at a bar recently. Never was I at a bar in my life.
3 years ago it happened, and then you just changed all what happened, and now you're making it into a joke, and people are supposed to believe you because you're a liar.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Like, what's his face? Hasan Minhaj.
I just can't. I can't anymore. And people are like, I rode an airplane here, and here's like a fully developed, perfect 5-minute joke about airplanes that I just wrote today when I flew here.
Yeah, also, but what interesting material.
The jokes aren't for you. They're for the audience that think that's just happened.
Bless their hearts. Is that how you use that right now? There. I used it right.
Yeah,
bless. Where you're shitting on them?
Yeah, yeah. Bless their hearts with Jesus. May Jesus come inside your heart.
I never realized before the accent is a hard sound on the cum.
Cum. Let's get it on the mic. Cum.
Yeah, you gotta really hit that.
It's a hard sound.
Yeah, you gotta hit that K in the cum.
Yeah.
Gabby.
That's what I'm always saying.
Gabby, you are so interesting to me.
Sorry, I wanted to do an Amy joke and do three Ks for the cum.
Oh, I am not in the KKK. But the
here
Grand Wizard,
folks. That's my catchphrase for this podcast.
I don't think what you're about to say is going to have the effect you want to.
The Grand Wizard in the 40s lived six houses that way.
Yeah, see, that's what I thought. Yeah. I knew you were going to say this because you've said it before, and it doesn't have
and we had him over for dinner. Yeah.
I
only
didn't even
twice.
Live here, Lan. But he, I guess
it's not my fault. I didn't do it.
A story that there was tunnels built under the house. And they were supposed to go like to some church and to the hate monger store. I don't know where you build your tunnels.
KKK is gay. How gay is it to just dress up with your dudes and call them brothers and just like have a little party?
Oh, yeah. And gay. Be called wizards.
Wizards.
Yeah, I'm wearing my dress and be a wizard. And then my horsey's going to wear a dress too because I want my pony to dress like me. His name's Buttercup. I wanted to call him Biscuits and Gravy, but my wife said no, and that's why I hate everyone now.
You heard it here first, folks. Anyway, you're going to do something. You thought I was so interesting.
So I like to put people in boxes and label them because Yay. Our culture doesn't let people do that anymore.
Are you Gen Z or are you a boomer? Which one is it?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm Gen Z.
That's what I thought. Well, you refer to yourself as a boomer a lot.
Because I was raised by my grandparents.
Okay, there we go. Yeah. I didn't think you were a boomer, but I was double checking.
Were you
raised
an X?
Gen X.
Oh, Gen X. That's
sorry.
What I meant.
What did you call me?
I said Gen Z.
I thought you said Gen Z as in like that's
Gen
your
Z.
Emotional maturity level. It's like you just seem really young.
What are the
and you look so old.
I'm aging fast.
I'm just kidding,
it's
Amy.
It's all the joy.
You're so beautiful because aging is a curse and we should be ashamed of ourselves and our bodies.
You know what? I wasn't worried about it until recently when I'm like, oh, wait, you feel like shit? I don't want to do it now. I'm going to age gracefully. Oh, wait, I feel awful.
I'm going to age violently.
Age violently, turning over in the bed and my back having a spasm.
I'm going to have surgery where they make my face more crinkly. So I want to look like those dogs that like they're so
Sharpays.
Yeah, and then you lift them up and then their eyes are hidden. That's what I want my face to look
You're
like.
You're going to gain a lot of weight and then lose it real fast. And that'd be fun.
Actually, not the losing of the weight.
Though. Yeah, no, the gaining.
Just gain it and then don't lose it.
You could
think about it like that?
That's a good idea, spend a lot too. Of time in the sun. Are you allergic to the sun? I have a friend
You look pasty.
Lace Larrabee, I think, is allergic to the sun.
You heard it here, folks.
Yeah, she's talked about that.
Yeah. Okay. So you have a lot of tattoos. You are very good at school,
Gross.
Though, right?
Oh.
I was what?
You were good at school?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're a good student.
Well, I only got the tattoos recently because I was having a hard time figuring out how to, you know, it's like paying someone $200 to do self-harm on you. You know, I think it's a good release of like, when you have that feeling of like, I got to change my entire life. And you're like, mm-hmm. No, I'll just get a mistake.
Yes,
but I think good on your arms because then you can just that's why winter is great because then you can wear long sleeves and people don't even know.
Do you chart your cycle?
I should, but I also don't know what it is because I have an IUD, so I don't have periods.
Oh.
I do think I should be charting my moods all the time, but then I never do.
I just started because things are getting crazy. It's the first time in my life I've ever charted it. And I'm like, it's like clockwork. I'm like, oh, it's the 12th day. I get suicidal. Okay. The 14th day, I want to murder everyone. 16th day, I need to lay down all day. It's
lots of death.
Fascinating. Mm. Do you ovulate when you are on an IUD?
Well, I guess.
Does it have hormones in it? You must have the one with hormones if you're not having your period.
Yeah. Well, it definitely works in a way that I would definitely explain it if I, you know, really felt good. I knew how to work. If I knew it, yeah, I'd do it. That's the thing about IUDs, though. You look at the website and they're just like, we also don't know how it works. Here's three ways that maybe it works.
But if you have one with the hormones in it, so I had the one that was just metal. because I don't like having hormones in my body.
Mm.
And
yeah,
I had my
hormones once.
I had my period fine, and I was still able to orgasm. Are you? Because part of having a good time
is
ovulating. I
do orgasm, and I have no periods.
You are the unicorn I've been looking for.
Yeah, I do feel like I'm like a. I got a body like a horse. You can do anything to it. Well, no, that's a lie because I did break all my bones. But besides that,
with the hips being screwed on,
yeah.
Like a
besides
Barbie.
Besides that.
Okay, so you're a good student. You're a cat lady. You have a panache for huzzah and dressing up and eyeliner. You have like a goth. If I was reading your palm, there'd be like a little bit of a goth, a streak in the palm, but it's not necessary.
Is that one of the lines? Is the goth line?
Yeah, one's your lifeline, one's your goth line, one's your pubis line. I don't know.
This is how big your dick would be if you had one.
Ooh.
I think about that a lot.
Oh.
How big your dick would be?
Yeah.
What kind of size dick do you want if you had one?
I mean, I want a big one.
We're back to dicks again.
Yeah.
How big? What are we talking?
I want like one where the ladies are like, ooh.
They're like,
ooh. If it's too big, it's hard to get hard. Did you know that?
Yeah, it takes a lot of blood.
Yeah, did you know that?
I've heard of that.
It's a real problem. I had a friend, she told me this, and then she also told me like this guy, she was going to hook up with him, and then he debuted his member, and she started laughing and said, "That's not going in me, and thank you, sir, for your evening," and she left.
Well, I don't know. I got a huge puss. I could fit anything in there.
We already talked about how heavy it is.
Yeah, it's heavy. So you put the Eiffel Tower up in there. That's what I want my dick to look like, the Eiffel Tower. You know, just kind of like long and then just really pointy at the top.
Yes.
And then a
little
elevator in it.
The can-can. Can.
And then all the real French people can be like, it is so ugly, we do not like it. You know?
All right. You have history. You're a good learning nerd. You're a little bit gothy. You've ridden a circus camp. Oh, you're kind of, okay, I think you are a weirdo nerd in the best sense of that term. Like, just a little bit, but also educated, interesting to talk to, willing to go there, a weirdo nerd. That's a new kind
weirdo
of nerd. A weirdo nerd.
One time, my ex-girlfriend, this was the funniest thing ever, she said to me, she said, "You're not as weird as you think you are."
Oh! Was that a dig? You're like, yes, I am. I'll tell you about the outfit I wore when I went skating.
Well, yeah, I think it was maybe, I thought being in a gay relationship, it did feel like the most like heteronormative relationship I had ever been in, which was interesting. So I do think she was trying to make me a little housewife, little housewife lesbian or something to go
scurry
about.
She's trying to put you in a box.
Yeah, exactly. But then she didn't know I was a weirdo nerd. So
yeah,
know that
I'll call her and let her know. I can print up a badge for you.
I was thinking about this though, but there are many times I've had crossroads in my life where it's like I could have been less weird. Like I remember freshman year of college, my friend was in a sorority and they needed to have one more member of the sorority to have the same number of people as the other sororities. And she's like, "You want to be in this sorority? You want to be in Kappa Kappa Syphilis Gonorrhea Delta or whatever the fuck?" And I said, sure. So I was in a sorority for 10 minutes, but then I called my dad, and my dad was really condescending to me about the sorority, which did make me realize I didn't actually want to be in a sorority. Mm. So then I wasn't.
The moment you got any pushback, you crumbled.
So I was like, you're right. I don't really want to be. I want my father's love more than I want to be a sorority approval. But anyway, but then I was almost, and then with Taylor Swift too, I realized I am kind of a Swifty, but not in the way that I would ever have gone to the concert, but I did go to the concert film, which was upsetting to me because I'm an AMC Stubbs A-list member, I must mention it, and the Taylor Swift concert was not part of the A-list member. You had to purchase an additional ticket outside of the A-list membership, so Taylor Swift does not.
Taylor's not trying to take that cut.
Taylor,
she's trying to get that money.
Taylor's not here for the Stubbs members.
But she's a billionaire now, so we gotta hate her.
Oh, she gave such big tips to everybody who worked on her tour.
Good for her. She's gonna die with all the other billionaires.
Oh, there you go. He's what is that when you don't believe in people making money?
No, I believe in people making money. I don't think there's such a thing as an ethical billionaire.
Yeah.
Ah.
But no. Millionaires, fine. Billionaires, that's outrageous.
Yeah, I don't know any billionaires.
Distribute.
Yeah.
Maybe she could. We'll see what
she does with her money, too.
But also, yeah, you
can't. She might be giving it all away.
You can't trust people with that much money, though, because then also, I think it makes your brain different.
Right? Well, all of our cells are replaced every, 9 months or something.
And
so
billionaire
cells? I mean, who knows what
those mitochondria DNA? Yeah. I don't even know what's happening.
But I do think people deserve to make money. But a billion is just too much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm not talking about millions. I'm talking specifically billionaires.
Mm. Yeah. They don't need it all.
It's also...
Give it away.
So what would you do with it?
That's what...
I guess that's why they go to space, because they're bored.
Yeah.
This is so boring.
Us talking?
No, about talking about billionaires.
Joel and Gabby were just talking. It's so boring.
Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's giving all of his money away. Because he's also kind of on a spectrum. And he just made the money because that's what his brain does when it's analyzing places to
invest. It's not his fault he has all that money. It's his brain.
He eats at McDonald's every day and he's giving all his money away. He lives in a modest house. He's not about the money. He was about solving a problem.
Yeah, but yeah, you know.
A math problem, not like a world problem. But all right, that was.
Well, it's good to give the money. We'll see. Warren Buffett, his last name, it looks like Warren Buffet, though.
He's not giving, so like his.
He's a Buffett Buffet.
His granddaughter is a nanny. Like, she's not giving it to the children.
Okay, here's something about rich people, though, that I do dislike is if, like, because I feel like if you're around like a bunch of, you know, privileged people who are then kind of like cosplaying as being poor, for example, like, so I don't respect when you're really fucking rich, but then like you don't support your family or something, you know,
yeah.
Or it's like you don't give. I mean, yeah, sure. Learn how to work or whatever. But at the same time, it's like you're denying people. That's why I don't like hippies. OK, yeah. Because what hippies are like, I'm choosing to be poor. I'm like, but you can just go back to home. That's why I don't respect train kids.
Don't respect train kids.
What's a train kid?
I would never fuck a train kid.
A train hopper kid where they just like, they go from...
Oh, instead of paying for a ticket?
Yeah, yeah. But most of the time, train hopper kids are shitty little trust fund kids that can just like, as soon as they run into any problems, like, come on.
They're just like, I'm so oppressed by my wealth. I'm just like, I feel like people just have to be realistic and really understand what their money is and then don't pretend that you don't have access to resources.
Right. And they want to be like everybody else, maybe. It's a whole thing. The relationship people have with money is like one of the number one killers of marriage, when like a spouse, this podcast is going way too long. A spouse has a completely different relationship with money, and it's one of those, like, it could be like, you can just put it right there, food, how you treat drugs and alcohol, how you treat money, how you receive love and give love. Top topics.
I thought it was religion was the first one.
What's religion? All right. That was a funnier joke for me because people keep talking about religion and I don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
All right. Thank you, Gabby, for coming. I really appreciate you being on my podcast.
I did come hard. Thank you for this. It's the only way I can really get off at this point is if I talk about myself at length for, 45 minutes or so.
Everything's better when it's on camera. Hey-o!